The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Penn State on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN.
Urban, I had a question for you about Penn State's offense and how, obviously they've continued their success without some of their big stars, but how it looks different with guys like Miles Sanders and K.J. Hamler being sort of the main guys this time around.
Yeah, you have to give them credit because Miles Sanders pops right in there, and he's an outstanding player. We kind of saw glimpses of that last year, so a lot of respect for him. But the quarterback's the guy that gets this thing going, and he's in a good scheme for what his skill set is. And I did an interview earlier. The thing that makes this whole thing go is his competitive spirit, and that's what makes their offense so good. And their offense line, I was just visiting with our defensive staff, and they think this is one of the better offensive lines they've seen.
Thanks.
Your next question is from John McConnell, Center Daily Times.
Hi, Urban. Thanks for your time. Obviously, some different players involved this time around, but what do you remember from the 2016 whiteout game here at Penn State, and does anything kind of stick with you from that night in particular?
Yeah, it's just a very difficult environment. If I remember right, we took a lead and they came back. We've had great games with Penn State over the years, and, I mean, well before I got here, and Coach Franklin, and there's going to be, great games. It's just two great storied programs and tough environments. When they come here, it's tough. When we go there, it's tough, so I do remember it, obviously, and we have a lot of respect for Penn State.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, sir. Could you give your impressions of Penn State's defense?
Yeah, there's a bunch of new starters, but a very good, very active front. Schematically, they're pretty much the same that they've always been, which is they can rush it from both sides and both edges of the offense. But they understand their scheme, when we were really studying how many returning starters, they play like they've been starters. But they've played a lot in the past. But their defense line is very active and play great with their hands.
And in a game like this, knowing how potent they are on offense, how important is it for your offensive line and running game to really get going?
Yeah, you have to stay on schedule, and this is a team that takes great pride in getting off of schedule with their pressures. So, yeah, it's going to be a move-the-chains type of game and continue to get first downs and play field position.
Thanks, Irvin.
Your next question is from Heather Denick, ESPN.
Urban, now that we've had 4 years of the playoff system, how would you describe your understanding of how the decisions are made in that committee meeting room?
That's out of right field here. I've been so concentrated on what's going on. I think they do a great job. I think it's if you have 6, then there's the 7th, 8th team going to be unhappy. If you have 8, 9th, and 10th team are going to be unhappy. So I don't know exactly. I know Gene Smith's involved, but we rarely talk about it. Our job is to go compete and win games and not worry about that stuff. So all due respect, I just haven't given it much thought.
On that same note, what do you do specifically to keep your team focused on the game as opposed to the implications surrounding it?
Oh, there's no issue with that. This is, this is all about getting ready for a very good team.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Urban. Good afternoon. This is kind of the same question I asked Coach Franklin. When it doesn't happen often that two Big Ten teams are averaging over 50 a game. Obviously, both teams are doing that. So, as a coach, what's the most maybe challenging part of game planning when you know that, on paper at least?
I lost you at the end there. I'm sorry.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, through 4 games, what are you most pleased with about your team, and also what needs to improve, especially with an opponent like Penn State this weekend?
Well, I'll hit the second part of the question first. Giving up big plays, you know, that's going to be the issue that we played solid defense. We just give up too many big plays, and this will be a tough one this week because this is a big play offense. What I'm most pleased of, just you know, we've survived a couple injuries and went down to Texas and won a big game, and we're 4-0, and the attitude's great. So that's what I'm most impressed with.
Dwayne Haskins, you obviously saw something in him to name him the starting quarterback before the season started, but has he exceeded your expectations through the first four games?
We always knew he was very talented. What's exceeded, or not really exceeded, because we knew he'd be developed with Coach Day and his relationship, but just his management of the offense, that's what's he's done a great job.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Tim, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Urban, tough Borland in particular. What do you see him back now 100%? How would you call where he is from coming back from that Achilles, and how is he playing in your mind?
Well, he's playing good. You know, he only played, you know, he's been on pitch counts up until he's free to go now. And so we've had him in a somewhat limited role and really watching him because, you know, a lot of times that Achilles injury, he wouldn't be back till November. But, you know, he fits his name. He's tough as steel, and he came back. So he's free to go play, and we're looking for him to play like tough.
Is what stands out about McSorley the fact, I mean, he kind of runs hot and cold sometimes, though, but he keeps swinging, so to speak. Is that what stands out about him as much as anything else, that he there's kind of a don't-quit attitude there?
Yeah, like I've said all along, and I've watched this guy play for 3 years now, and this will be year four, and his competitive spirit is unique, you know, it's unique to great players. That's what he is.
Thanks, man.
We can take one last question for Coach Meyer.
Your final question from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Urban, you mentioned Penn State's a big play offense. I was just curious if you noticed any change in the aggressiveness or types of calls going from Joe Moorhead to now Ricky Ronnie, who's their coordinator.
You know, I asked that same question to our defensive coaches, and they say it's very similar. You know, it's aggressive and very similar, and I knew the coach was on the staff with Coach Moorhead, so he does a really good job.
Thanks, Urban.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.